This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. The HBO show Euphoria is in its second season. The popular show receives mixed reviews for its heavy portrayal of teenage drug use. Euphoria stars Zendaya, whose character swings between overdose, recovery, and relapse. Dope Sick, Everything Must Go, and Clean and Sober are a handful of the many other shows and movies centered around addiction. People with substance abuse disorders have been on the big and small screen for years. What do movies and TV shows get right and wrong when it comes to drugs and addiction? What effect does it have on viewers? Zhaozha Cao is an associate professor in the Department of Communication at UW-Milwaukee. Zhaozha, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me, Rob. I've been a big fan of the public radio.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, what kind of effect does it have when people see drugs and addiction on the big and small screen? Does this influence what people think about drugs?
It does. It's especially impactful among young people. It all depends on how drug use are portrayed on media. For example, if the drug use is associated with some desirable outcomes on media. For example, if young viewer see that attractive character has fun with friends experimenting drugs at a party, they are more likely to model the behavior because it suggests that such behavior is a rewarding.
Our connection is breaking up a little bit, Zhaozha. A producer will give you a quick call. I'll say again, we're talking to Zhaozha Cao, associate professor at the UW-Milwaukee Department of Communication. We're going to be talking more about the impact of how TV shows and movies, how the media portrays fictional characters using drugs, addiction, and treatment. And I'll remind you that it's our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. While we reconnect, you can support great conversations like this one with a gift right now on this last day of the drive at WPR.org. That's WPR.org. You can also call and give at 888-202-2552. Last chance to give during this drive, a t-shirt available to you if you give $12 a month or more. Think about all the great conversations you count on here on the Ideas Network. What does it mean to you? How many conversations have you started with something you've heard here on the Ideas Network? Make a gift right now. Put a dollar value on it, an amount that's comfortable for you. Give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. $10 a month is a common amount that people will give during these drives. Last day of this winter member drive. Waiting to reconnect to our guest right now. Okay, we've got Zhaozha. We have you back, I think. Thanks for reconnecting with us.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. These things
internet problem.
That's part of the fun of live radio. Now, you were just talking about how the importance of looking at how drugs and addiction and treatment are portrayed. Now, when you look at what you see in the media, how are people struggling with substance abuse disorders? How do we often see them portrayed in our shows and movies?
Well, for the most part, movies, music even, and TV dramas do portray drug use. But for the most part, such a portrayal doesn't really show long-term or short-term consequences of such drug use. So let alone portray negative impact. Without such portrayal, viewers, especially young viewers, are more likely to model such behavior. Also, if the media portray drug use in a positive way, for example, they show drug use is part of a party scene and attractive characters have a good time experimenting drugs with their friends at the parties, they are more likely to model such behavior because drug use in this case associated with a positive thing that they want to get through using drugs.
I know one concern is what you were just talking about, kind of glamorizing drug use. Often, though, we see it associated with criminal behavior, criminalizing drug use, or sometimes we see medical consequences. Does it matter when we see negative consequences of drug use? Does it matter how they're portrayed in those ways?
Sure, certainly. You know, it all depends on, you know, the plot of the stories, or also who are the person that being portrayed in the plot or even in media coverage. For example, there's a study showing that when media portray drug use problem in non-white communities, for example, urban areas that normally predominantly, you know, non-white communities, the media tend to associate with the drug use with criminal act. They will often report, include a short report of arrest. In there, they're talking about the charge that issued, the amount of drug issued and seized, or, you know, the name of people that involved. These stories usually do not include any information about these people, in other words, their personal stories, why they use drugs, and the kind of impact of drug use among their families, among their communities, on their communities. But this type of portray have a dehumanized impact on the drug addicts, non-white drug addicts. Because without knowing more about this individual, people tend to have less sympathetic view about them and less likely to support interventions that help them. This is mainly, you know, affect media portrayal of non-white drug users. But when it comes to white drug users, media tend to provide more sympathetic portrayal. For example, they tend to provide detailed explanations of why these people use drugs, why the drug addicts, you know, use drugs. They often say, oh, they are talented students or young people. They happen to start using prescriptions of their parents or grandparents, or they've been great students, but they fell in with a wrong crowd, or they suffer an injury or surgery, they're prescribed with prescription opioids, they become addictive to it. By providing these type of explanations, it kind of have their problem explained to the audience and make these people seem like victim and they should be blamed for their problem. So that's kind of, you know, different portrayal can have different impact.
You also, I understand, look at anti-drug use campaigns. So kids might see drugs, not just in movies and TV shows, but in actual anti-drug messages. What do we know about how effective those are?
Well, those, you know, there's really, most of them, you know, are not very effective, but there are some of them are effective. So there's a study look at 12 anti-drug campaigns and find that two of them actually, you know, reduce the drug use among the target audience. Four of them have a counterproductive effect. In other words, boomerang effects. They actually increase drug use. And eight of them have no effects at all. Most of these anti-drug campaign target toward young people. But young people really at age that really desire freedom and independence. And they have a tendency to disavow authorities. Many drug campaigns to young people is really like a lecture from authority. Tell them, don't use drugs or you will suffer this or that. They don't really like them. So that they kind, for them, using drug is actually attractive way to attractive way of a rebellion to authority. So also these drug campaigns sometimes make young people aware of some of the drugs they have never heard of. So it really sparked curiosity among them, so motivated them to try these drugs. And a third reason that many of these anti-drug campaigns are not really effective is that it creates the misperception that drug use is a norm, because young people really try to figure out the social norms, you know, what's going on in the world through media. So when they were hammered with anti-drug campaign talking about not using drugs, it actually created unintended effects of, you know, make the young people think that, oh, everybody around me are using drugs, or otherwise, right, they keep telling us not using drugs. But I don't see, you know, most of my friends, you know, suffer from anything. Maybe, you know, I should go try it. Some kind of that thoughts going on in young people's head. So make them more likely to follow the norms and start using drugs. So effective anti-drug strategy have been that really, you know, telling young people that not using drugs is actually exemplify a freedom and the independence of external influence. For example, there's this very successful anti-drug campaign called Above Influence, which is call for young people to join the movement, empower young people to recognize and face the influence around them, including the pressure of use drugs.
And that's a good place to leave it. Thanks to our guest, Zhaojia Cao, Associate Professor in the Department of Communication at UW-Milwaukee. We talked today about how substance abuse is portrayed in the media, what it means for viewers, and how to craft more effective anti-drug campaigns for younger viewers.